From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. If you live in Detroit, getting a job is just the first hurdle. Sometimes you have to be incredibly resourceful just to get to work. In a series for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, we're looking at one Detroit mom's journey from welfare to workforce. After finishing her training at Focus Hope to become a machinist, Fatima Mixon did not find a job in the city of Detroit. But she did get a job in Warren. She was put on the midnight to 8 a.m. shift. Shift work is the worst for people who need to take the bus to work. The buses don't run overnight. I got together for breakfast with Fatima after she got off work. By the way, let me apologize. The music at the Big Boy was a little loud. Fatima got really, really lucky in finding a way to get to work.
Yes, I was able to purchase a car. My mom, she actually had some good fortune. She played the lottery and won. And what she did with her winnings is gave me the money for me to buy me a car.
Her mom won a couple of thousand dollars. Fatima got a 2002 Buick Century for $1,500 to make that 20-mile drive to work. Her machinist job is at the Chassix plant in Warren. Chassix supplies Ford, GM, and Chrysler with parts. Starting pay is $11 an hour, but Fatima gets a shift bonus of 30 cents an hour, and Chassix employees get medical, dental, and vision coverage. Fatima says she's also been volunteering for all the overtime she can, sometimes working 7 days a week.
Try to catch up on a few bills here and there, but just be able to do that. I'm okay. My daughter got a birthday coming up, so she's so excited. Like, Mom, can you give me this? Can you give me that? Can you give me this? So we'll see how that works out for her.
Over our omelets and our orange juice, I asked Fatima how the job was going.
I like it. I do. Actually, I'm doing everything that they taught us at Focus Hope.
Chassix has hired a couple dozen Focus Hope students over the years. Mary Shepherd is a human resource manager with the company. She says the students come in with the required skills, they catch on quickly, and they usually work out well.
Have we had 100% luck with all of the employees? No. But I think for the most part, I think it's a wonderful program, and they're really good to work with. And again, it's nice to have people come in with some sort of skills.
There's only one problem. Chassix, with seven plants in Michigan and others around the world, has filed for bankruptcy. The company is controlled by Detroit Pistons owner Tom Gores. Reports indicate that Chassix will keep up production during the bankruptcy restructuring. That should keep Fatima Mixon and 1,200 other Michigan workers on the job. She says she's optimistic everything will work out. She doesn't want to think about going back on welfare. She says money is so tight then that you have to choose between things like paying for the heat bill and paying for rent.
So, you know, sometimes things happen. You get evicted, have to go stay with someone else, and it gets hectic there because it's less space than you already had. And you intruding on somebody else's space and that strain relationships and things like of that nature. It's pretty bad.
Instead of worrying about losing her job, she's making plans. She's thinking about her kids and their educations. She's thinking about not needing her mom to help out with expenses and how her mom might be able to get her own place. At 36 years old and with three kids, Fatima Mixon got the training she needed, got a job, and she's grabbing the future. With more jobs requiring more advanced skills, it's the kind of story many Detroit residents will have to pursue if the neighborhoods are to share in the prosperity that much of Detroit's downtown is already experiencing. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.